It's Marketplace Tech for January 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, Uber is releasing a trove of anonymized data from its cars in three different cities: Sydney, Australia, Manila in the Philippines, and Washington, D.C. What do these cities have in common? Congestion, man. Lots of it. Granted, that's not unique. Uber will make the data publicly available online and will eventually provide average trip times for lots more of the 70 countries where Uber operates. Andrew Salzberg is Uber's head of transportation policy and research. He says the company's broken down each city, like Washington, into zones.
And the way we've done that is by aggregating travel times between different zones of a city. And this is how traditionally transportation urban planners have thought about the city. So if you're making a model of how people move around Washington, D.C. or anywhere else, you tend to cut up the city into different geographies and think about how people get from A to B.
He says the data on average trip times between zones could help cities figure out where traffic issues exist.
So one really good example that we've been looking at with the city of Washington, D.C. is obviously the metro shutdown that happened there earlier this year, or in 2016, and that's been kind of going on in phases over the last little while. But it's really interesting to see exactly what happens to traffic patterns on streets when something major like that public transport shutdown happens.
Uber's Andrew Salzberg there. He also thinks the information could aid cities in making decisions about where to put tolls in new transit infrastructure. What does Uber get out of this? Maybe some brownie points from regulators and city planners who have been skeptical of the company's added value. A link to that data from Uber for the curious is at facebook.com/marketplacetech. We know that companies track our information on the websites we use, but more and more, they're also tracking us across our various devices, from smartphone to tablet to work computer, etc. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, is an independent agency that has a mandate to protect consumers as they use all of these devices. Edith Ramirez is chairwoman of the FTC. We reached her while she was on the floor of CES last week, advocating for more consumer protection, and spoke with her about a report prepared by her team on cross-device tracking.
What they determined was that they detected a lot of data that was being collected that could be used for purposes of cross-device tracking.
Okay.
So, for instance, they saw the same third-party services on the two devices. They also were able to see the sharing of personal information by these third parties. And then they also saw extensive cookie syncing between third parties.
Can you tell me what specific privacy concerns are raised by this?
So what it means is that a lot more information about consumers is being collected and shared by a number of different companies, third parties. And one of the major problems from my perspective is that there's a lack of transparency. So
But what's the nightmare scenario for a consumer?
Well, I wouldn't use the word nightmare scenario, but I can say that, you know, preferences about privacy, you know, really do vary for consumers. But there's some consumers who don't like to be tracked. And you now see a lot of companies who allow mechanisms to opt out of tracking. But if consumers don't know that tracking is taking place across devices, then you don't have control over the information that's being collected about you.
Why is the FTC involved in this admirable but very large battle? And do you think you can win?
You know, our job is really simple. Our job is to protect consumers and to promote competition. Data security has been part of our has been a top priority for the agency for many, many years now. We and then, frankly, a number of other security experts have been warning about the security vulnerabilities in IoT devices, and you know, the Mirai botnet attack. Frankly, I think it's an important wake-up call. It's crucially important that market players who are developing all of these terrific devices think about security from the outset as they're developing their products, and consumers need to be aware about the steps that they need to take. It is a tall order, and we hope to be calling attention to it and doing what we can to help address these challenges.
Edith Ramirez, she is chairwoman of the Federal Trade Commission, and we reached her on the floor of CES. Chairwoman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
CES CES may be over and the bazillions of tech journalists, industry observers, and companies with wacky products may have mostly left Las Vegas. But on her way out of town the other day, Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood filed this final report for us.
Yes, another CES has come and gone, and the winner of the show is probably Amazon. We saw Alexa integrated into a ton of devices. There was also a ton of health technology. My most interesting experience at CES was getting my motor cortex neurostimulated by a company called Halo Neuroscience that's trying to improve athlete performance.
My name is Daniel Chow. I am the co-founder and CEO of Halo Neuroscience, and we are here at CES. So you should be able to feel something now, like a tingling sensation.
I do feel a tingling sensation. Ooh, it's just on the edge of uncomfortable.
Well, you're welcome to turn it down a little bit. So
I want to be awesome by the end of this. Like, we got to keep it going.
More is not more here, so you should be comfortable.
Okay, I'm not that uncomfortable, but it's definitely noticeable. It feels like little icicles, kind of. So, you know, all in all, your basic CES.
Marketplace's Molly Wood there. Much more from her and all of us at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.